Nudged presents The Accidental President by Tom McLaughlin, narrated by Richard Fox. Chapter 1. We don't need no education.
Sir, it's time.
There was a tap on the minister's shoulder.
It's time to give your speech now.
What? Oh, Jenkins, I was just getting to a good bit, the minister sighed.
Take your earphones out. Turn Netflix off. There is a room full of excited, well, maybe not excited, but teachers waiting for you to give your speech. You are the Minister for Education, after all. You did learn the speech, didn't you?
Jenkins, the Prime Minister's top adviser, asked wearily.
Yes, well, mostly. Almost some of it, the minister began. I may have watched 17 episodes of The Ninja President on Netflix instead. But leave it with me. I'll wing it. I'll show them who's boss. It's time to lock this ball game down.
What ball game? What do you mean, wing it? Sir, these teachers can be quite a tough crowd. Remember the minister before you? He was attacked with a parsnip.
But before Jenkins could say anything else, there was a knock at the door.
It's time to go, minister.
The minister got up, took a deep breath, and grabbing his iPad, headed down the maze of corridors leading to the stage. Giving speeches is one of the many tasks that being education minister involves. There's also opening things, cutting ribbons, and declaring buildings ready for business, meeting people, asking what they do, when they do it, and how they do it, shaking hands and smiling. For those of you who don't know, the Minister for Education is in charge of schools, from what is taught in them and how easy or hard exams should be, to what the kids should eat at lunch. As you can imagine, it's not an easy job. Teaching teachers how to teach isn't easy. It requires tact and thought, careful words and reassuring smiles, or one might find oneself on the wrong end of a well-aimed pointy vegetable. Many ministers have tried and failed to win over their audience at the annual teachers' conference, and now, after a wrong turn and a quick stop off for a wee, it was this minister's turn to walk out into the lion's den. A ripple of applause echoed across the vast hall as a smattering of teachers clapped politely. A lonely figure walked up to the microphone and gave it a tap. There was a loud thud and a whistle of feedback rang out, causing everyone to wince.
Oops, that works. Gosh, there are a lot of you. It's like being trapped in a giant staff room, isn't it? It reminds me of the time when a bee flew up my nostril during rounders and I had to wait in the staff room for my mum to pick me up. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Hello, teachers, came a rallying cry.
There were a few mutterings of hello, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?